How you doing, Russ?
Good, Gord. How are you?
Good. Well, the Flyer beat may be the best one right now of all 30.
Yeah, it's a fun one, that's for sure. I mean, they've certainly woken up, and the games are exciting. They're meaningful. And really, that's all the fans were sort of asking for in the area, was to have meaningful games. They know they're rebuilding, but they're getting a great effort out of the team. The coaching staff's doing a great job. It's all coming up roses lately.
I had a caller earlier on FanFest Friday just wondering about Shane Gostisbehere's chances of winning the Calder Trophy. And I thought about it, and I thought, just, you know something, if they put on this rush, they could help dictate that possibility. I mean, it's just phenomenal number of quality candidates. But, boy, if they actually get to the promised land, that will help him in a big way because he scores critical goals.
Yeah, he's definitely in there. But, I mean, again, there's Jack Eichel, there's Dylan Larkin, there's Max Domi, there's Artemi Panarin. Those are the guys. And so it's going to matter. Like, everybody wants to say, well, he's in the Calder right now, but there's still like 12 games left, right? And so all that's going to matter. And with rookies, sometimes they can go south. I mean, a guy like Gostisbehere, he's never played this amount of games in his entire career. So he's hitting uncharted territory. Larkin hit a bit of a wall himself. As far as for scoring, he does so many other little things in games that don't show up on stat sheets. You know, all of those things matter. You know, sometimes I sort of look at who's a guy playing with, what club's he on when I'm voting. Because, you know, Eichel's not playing with the best players. He's got 22 goals or even more now. So you have to look at all those things and balance it all out. So, yes, he's in the running, but it's hard to say right now. If you asked me for my three, I'd have a hard time.
Yeah, and you know, Rush, you mentioned about guys that play 30 game seasons and then trying to get used to 82 game seasons, which is a real valid adjustment point to make. But you know, the most exhausting thing I found is losing. So when you win, it's like you find this short term fountain of youth.
Yeah, the adrenaline. The adrenaline can carry you, and I haven't seen him run out of gas. About a week and a half ago, Gostisbehere had a pretty bad game against Edmonton. But for the most part, has played really well through this stretch. You know, they've gone 8-1-1, something in that nature. And so that's been really good. But the thing is, and I think Flyers fans have to sort of look at this and say, all right, they've been 8-1-1, but they're probably going to have to still go 8-1-1 to finish out the season if they want to guarantee themselves a spot. I know it sounds extreme, but everybody's ramping it up right now. I don't think Detroit's going to roll over and die. Pittsburgh is certainly not going to say, well, we'll just let you beat, you know, those three games against us and not have to worry about our season. Everybody's ramping it up, and every game is close now. And this is why this part of the NHL season is special.
Well, you know, it's without Jakub Voracek as well, makes it that more impressive as far as it goes for the Philadelphia Flyers. But starting this run, what are maybe a couple of things? Now, Gostisbehere was a known commodity for months before that. What maybe a couple of things that are a little bit under the radar that have been real, real key in this last run?
Well, Andrew McDonald came back up, and he had been really maligned based on his contract, based on not fitting in this system and all of that, causing salary cap issues. And you know, Andrew McDonald has played well, and he's scored some goals. And so I think that's been a key thing. Michael Raffel has woken up. He's not going to probably reach the 20 goals he did last year, but it didn't look like he was even going to be close, and now at least he's sort of getting close. Matt Reed has woken up to some degree. Always a good skater, always out there buzzing around, but now playing a little bit more meaningful, being in on scoring a little bit more like the Matt Reed you saw 2 years ago, not the guy last year. I think those things have been big, and just getting the right defensive pairings. You know, Medvedev really hasn't played, and he looks like the odd man out right now, but right now it's working. Voracek, odd man out because he was hurt, now is going to work his way in, and they'll probably put him on the second line because the first line's been so good with Simmons and Giroux and Shen. So I don't think they could touch that line. So it'll be interesting. As you know, chemistry is everything, and you would think putting in Voracek would make them even better, but there still could be a stumbling block for a game or two working him in. You never know.
NHL general managers meetings. I know one personnel type things, and just Jeff Gorton just acknowledging it's going to be tough to get Keith Yandle in the fold. I mean, how do you think that's going to play out in the offseason, the market out there and what have you, and his chances of them being able to work something for him to come back?
I mean, they have I believe they have three RFAs, and the only way they're working in Keith Yandel is if they could lose a contract like Dan Girardi or Rick Nash. I mean, that's really the only way, and I don't see that happening. And so I don't think Yandel is going to stay. I mean, no matter what, he's testing the market. Like, this is his last big contract. There's no question he is going to test the market. The best the Rangers can do is trade his drafting rights, trade his rights at draft day, and at least try and get like a third round pick for it so they get some sort of asset. But if they don't win the cup, the Yandel trade is going to turn out to be a horrible trade because Anthony Duclair is doing great in Phoenix and Arizona, rather, and they've got picks out of it too. So that's the hard part, and that's where I'm sure Gorton would love to keep Yandel, but he's going to have to make another move to do it.
Take a look, and by the way, chatting with Russ Cohen, talk about some Rangers talk, some Flyers talk. Now some prospects talk, and Nick Ritchie, he finally gets his first NHL goal. He'd been up for a while. I know a lot of people liked him, yep, and thought for the Anaheim Ducks, he kind of, I think they felt it lucked out that he fell in their lap. It was an Ottawa Senators trade, draft pick for the Bobby Ryan trade. This year, yep, as we get focused on the lottery guys and who's going to get Austin Matthews and the guys after that, who in the middle of the pack intrigues you? Who does, Eric Karlsson went 15th overall years, yep, ago, to talk about somebody like that. Are there one or two guys in the middle of the pack that you find intriguing that even a team that makes the playoffs might have a chance of getting?
Yeah, I'll give you one for sure. Boston University defenseman Charlie McAvoy. Boston University lost the other day, but they'll certainly make the dance, and then they'll play in the East Regional somewhere. Well, in Albany, I'm going to be covering that, so I'm sure I'll see them up there. And I expect his draft stock to move up a little bit. Really good puck moving defenseman, good size, and really has a great shot. And so he's a guy where there's not that many great defensemen in this draft, and I could see if he continues to do well that he could sort of creep up. I still love Alex DeBrincat. I think he should go middle or even a little higher in the draft. He's still piling up points. Is he a small guy? Sure. But if he plays in the NHL, he's going to be a power play specialist. He's going to be a guy similar to Goudreau, where he's going to find his spots on the ice. Now, he did get plastered in the World Juniors. I think that could happen to anybody, and it definitely set him off. But then he came back and scored a goal. I think it's easy to get blinded by a guy's size and not look at the actual numbers that this guy's been putting up his entire career. So I think he's a very interesting case as well.
And you were talking earlier about Gostis Bear and just in general about, that adjustment. You could say for Jack Eichel as well. In general, how do you find guys that do play the 82 games and don't find it as arduous or a difficult adjustment compared to guys that do, that come out from the college and university ranks?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think it affects different players differently. I know that's sort of like a cop-out. You would think it affects defensemen more, but it doesn't seem to. It really just depends on the player and their conditioning, and Gostisbehere is in great condition. And that's not to say all these players aren't in great condition, but I think that's when they find out if they're in NHL condition. And so it really matters the summer before they ever play this NHL season, how it's going to go, because during the season you can't really work out that much. You're basically just maintaining. And so I think that's really the proving ground, and that's where I've seen guys really take monumental jumps. Like even a guy like you mentioned, Nick Ritchie, he's been a little slow in developing, but a lot of those big guys do. But I saw him about a year ago and in a private setting at the NHLPA event, and he was skating around and getting his picture taken for trading cards, and he looked great. Guys on the bench loved him, but I could also see he was trimmed down a little more. And so I knew the progression was happening, and it was just a matter of when's that going to kick in? When's that last bit of training going to kick in? And now it probably has kicked in for him. So that's what it is. It's really about training and conditioning.
Well, like we said, it's exciting, interesting, getting set for that NHL draft, talking about the prospects, and also a couple particularly intriguing teams that you've got on your list that you check in with. Hey, Russ, thanks very much. We'll catch you this weekend, okay?
All right, thanks, Gord.